By way of tape recording, the message that you are about to hear was preached by the late evangelist Jack Cole in the city of Buffalo, New York.
Turn with me. I'm reading a portion of scripture found in Acts, the 27th chapter, the 20th through the 23rd verse. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest laid on us, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, not to have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and this loss. And I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve. Do you know who you belong to? Do you know who you're serving? Paul said, there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all of them to sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it will be exactly like he said it would be. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it will be exactly like God said it would be. I want you to get a picture with me. They sailed for 14 days and 14 nights. They hadn't saw the stars by night. They hadn't saw the sun by day. They sailed in darkness, and the Bible said that they cut loose everything that was on board the boat and threw it over. They had got rid of all the food because they hadn't had a mouthful of food. They got rid of the food. They got rid of everything that was on board and threw it overboard. And the storm kept raging, and the ship kept going up over one wave and down over another until they thought every wave they went over would be the last. Finally, right in the midst of the storm, the Bible said they lost hope that they'd ever be saved. They just said, this is the end. We're going to die in this storm. But here come an old holy roller preacher, right in the middle of the worst of it, when all hope was gone, and stood in the middle of that boat and said, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Be of good cheer. I imagine somebody said, who let that idiot out? How did he get on board this boat? Does he know that we sail for 14 days and 14 nights in a storm? We haven't had a thing to eat. Then to think that preacher's so crazy, he'd stand in the middle of this boat and say, be of good cheer when we're about to die. But he said, be of good cheer. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I serve and whom I belong to. And he told me that not a person on this boat would be lost, that every man would be saved. He said, I believe that it will be exactly like God told me it would be. Brother, I've come to the city of Tonawanda in Buffalo to tell you that God's going to do exactly what he said he did. When he said, these signs shall follow them that believe, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, I believe he'll do exactly what he said he did. I believe when God said, any sick among you, call the elders of the church, anoint them with oil in the prayer, they shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he'd do. He said, I'll raise them up. Be of good cheer, for I believe God. I said, I believe God. We stand up and sing, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm living in his love divine. But oh God, you can't heal his cancer. God, you can't take care of this tumor. God, you can't open my blind eyes. But brother, if you believe the promises of that book, God said he'd open the eyes of the blind, he'd cause the lame to walk, and the deaf to hear, I believe he'll do exactly what he said he'd do, because it's his word. Somebody said there's 5,000 mistakes in the Bible. You're the biggest liar I ever run into. There's not a mistake anyway. Every word of it is God's divine inspired word. Hallelujah. I believe it for the last little, yes, the last little lamb and the last little bat. I was in Dallas, Texas, went out to pray for a woman in the hospital. After I'd prayed for her, she got a definite touch from God, and God healed her. I started down in the elevator, and a man and his wife stepped on the elevator along about the fourth or fifth floor. The woman turned to the man and said, there's no hope. He said, there's got to be hope. He said, what about Hoxie? She said, I've been to Hoxie. Hoxie had gave me up, you know it. He said, what about some more x-ray treatment? She said, the doctor said I took all the x-ray I could take. That if I was going to die with the cancer. But the x-ray treatments would kill me if I didn't quit taking them sooner than the cancer would. He said, surely there's got to be some hope. Surely there's something can be done, honey. I don't have to lose. God spoke to me. Just about that time, the elevator door swung open to the lower floor. And I just stepped over in front of the door and laid my hands on that woman's head. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I believe God. Heal this cancer right now. That man reached to grab my hand to throw it off of his wife's head because he didn't know what I was going to do. But his hand just froze in the earth. God stopped. When I finished praying for that woman, I stepped aside. That man looked at me and the woman looked at me as much as to say that I didn't have good sense, that I was a maniac. But I believed God. I said, I believe God. The woman stepped off of the elevator and started walking. She said, honey, it's gone. He said, it couldn't be gone. She said, it is gone. I can't feel it. It's gone. You hear me? He pulled her over into a side door there in the building. He began to feel. He turned around and she turned around and looked at me with tears rolling down their cheeks. And they said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Could I pay you? Thank you. I said, you don't owe me anything, not even the thanks, because I didn't do it. He said, thank you. I said, I didn't do it. He said, who did do it? I said, Jesus did it. I said, Jesus did it. Brother, I believe God will do exactly what he said he'd do. I believe God. Somebody said, I know God used to be a merciful, tender, kind, sweet God. But Brother Coe, he's changed. Don't know he hasn't changed. The world's changed. Jesus is the same as he ever was. If he ever once had some pity on the blind, he has compassion on the blind tonight. If he ever had pity on those who were lame and with leprosy, thank God he still has pity on them tonight. He'll still reach down and smite that old cancer, open them blind eyes, and cause them lame legs to leap for joy, for he is the same compassionate Christ. I went to the Holy Land for a trip. After I visited the Holy Lands, I went down into Egypt. Down in Cairo, Egypt, they invited me to preach in the Presbyterian church one morning. I didn't know it was Presbyterian at the time. The interpreter was a graduate from Columbia's University. And I got up to preach my sermon on divine healing. There was only a handful of the Egyptians in the house when I started, but the house kept filling up and filling up, and I finally turned to the interpreter and I said, where's all the people coming from and why are they coming so late? He said, it's a sermon you're preaching on. He said, they're going out and telling others and they're coming to hear what you're preaching on. By the time I come to my end of my message, that church was packed and jammed People sitting all over the floor and in the aisles and everywhere and standing in the windows. And I turned to the interpreter and I said, "Now I'll pray for the sick," because I thought I was in a church that believes in it. I didn't know any different. And he said, "You can't pray for the sick in here." I said, "Why?" He said, "There's not enough room." And he said, "Besides that," he said, "it'll cause confusion." He said, "If you want to just bow your head and say, 'Lord, heal the sick,' that'll be all right." But he said, "None of this laying on of hands and praying for anybody." I said, "But I've come. I preached deliverance. I told the people that God would heal them. I believe God will do what he said he'd do." He said, "I'll tell you what you can do." He said, "You can go over to another church tonight," he said, "that'll seat about 3,000 people." And he said, "Over there you can pray for the sick, but you can't pray in this church." So I couldn't understand it, but I agreed and sit down because I didn't want to stand there in the pulpit and argue with him. Of course, nobody knew what we were talking about but me and him. So I sit down. And finally, they began to pass a little 2-year-old crippled baby over the heads of the people, about 2.5 years old. Finally, somebody put that little dark-skinned baby down in my lap. I looked down at it. It wasn't dressed very nice. Probably didn't smell very nice like some of your children, but God loved that child. And I turned to the interpreter and I said, "What do they want me to do with this baby?" He said, "You preached it. They want to see you make it walk." I said, "Now look, Lord, I didn't preach anything but what you told me to preach. God, I can't make it walk, but you can. Now, Lord, I want you to make this baby walk in the name of Jesus." And I held that baby up, turned around and set the baby down on the platform. The baby started walking. I believe God will do exactly what he said he did. I said, "I believe God will do exactly what he said he'd do." Do you think he'd promise you something and go back on his promise? He said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Who forgiveth all of my iniquities, who healeth all of my diseases." He said, "I put a host of angels to encamp around about them that fear the Lord." He said, "I build a broad wall around you and nothing can touch you." Sometime in the cool of the evening, I like to get out and walk around that wall and make faces at the devil. Somebody said, "Well, preacher, aren't you afraid of him?" Why should I be afraid of him? My big brother can whip anybody. I said, "My big brother can whip anybody." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a child of the King. You're a child of the King. Look, if you're a child of the King, what are you begging God for? Huh? If you're a child of the King, you're a prince. If you're a prince, you're not a beggar. King's children are rich. My father is rich in houses and lands. He holds all the wealth of the world in his hands. Not only wealth in silver and diamonds and gold, but he holds healing in his coffin. It's full. He has wealth untold. He's given the keys to the kingdom tonight. What is that key? You're his child. He said, "If you abide in me," what? "And my word abides in you." You can ask me anything you want and you'll get it. Did he say it? Did he say it? He said, "Abide in me and my words abide in you." Just go ahead and ask me and I'll give you anything you want. Hallelujah. 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 Whatsoever you ask in my name, it shall be given. I've heard people come in the healing line, "Please, Lord, heal me. Please, God, heal me." You don't have to beg him. Walk up here and say, "Look, Lord, you're my father. I'm your child. If my son had asked me bread, would I give him a stone?" The best friend would ask me to me, will I give him a scorpion? No. You'd give him meat. You'd give him bread. And if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will Jesus give to them that ask of him? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I don't care whether you're Methodist, Baptist, Lutheran, Episcopalian. We've had all kinds of need. Amen. If you're a child of the King, you're entitled to healing. He's your Father. Raise your hands and praise him. Raise your hands and praise him. Raise your hands and praise him. Raise your hands and praise him out of the depths of your heart. Raise your hands and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stand your feet and sing, Lord, I believe. How many believe tonight that he's here? That he's here to smite that old cancer. He's here to heal that old tumor. He's here to open them old blind eyes. He's here to cause them old lame legs to leap for joy. You believe he's here? Say amen. Lord, I believe. Heals you laying right on that bed right there. He's already spoke to you. Now in the name of Jesus, get up. Go home and rejoice. You're made whole because you're a child of God. Come on, get up in the name of the Lord. Get up in the name of the Lord. Now reach down and get your coat. Strength will come to you. No, don't you touch your dad. You're not going to fall. Give me a hand. Come on. Get your coat. Pick up your coat. You do feel different. Every bit of it's gone. Are you looking for feeling or are you looking for Jesus? Have you been able to eat? It all comes up. It'll never come up again. Go home and fix yourself something to eat tonight and eat anything you want. You're healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Well, praise God.
Not going by feeling, you're going by what I tell you. Faith in God, I said you're healed. You got more doubts than faith, but I don't have. No, God said he'd give me power over what you got. No, you don't have to believe. He said these signs would follow them that did believe, and I believe. He said they'd lay hands on the sick and the sick would recover, and that's an unbeliever. You're well on my faith. I don't care what you've been told by every doubting preacher in the country. God said he gave preachers power over sick. Power over the devil. Power over unbelief. I've got power over the unbelief that's in you. God said, freely I have received it, freely give it. I give it to you right now. You're healed. I don't care how much you doubt it. Go home and eat what I told you. Amen. You won't die. You believe me? All right, go home and eat it anyhow. Take her by the hand. Take her on home. Feed her tonight before she goes to bed. Don't carry her out. Make her rest. Raise your hands and praise God. Raise your hands and praise God. Listen to me, sister. I'm going to tell you something else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Dad, hey Dad, cram it down whether she believes or not. Hear me? I said, you feed her whether she believes it or not. Hallelujah! 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 Don't go back to bed. Go to Sunday school in the morning. Raise your hands and praise God. Raise your hands and praise God. One of the biggest injustices that preachers have ever done, and I know there's a lot of Pentecostal preachers guilty, and if you on the platform are guilty, you can take this from God and you can like it or lump it, is to tell the congregation that they have to have faith. And everybody that's not healed, you blame it on to them. It is not their fault. Because God has gave you power over sickness. Jesus said, whatever house you enter, eat, sleep, and abide. And it didn't say try to heal the sick. It said heal the sick. The fellows at the beautiful gate didn't say, silver and gold have we none, but we'll pour some oil on you, and you do your best to believe. And if you can believe, brother, you'll get to walk. They didn't say that. They said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we got, you're going to get it. Come on, is that the word of God? I get so sick and tired of preachers getting up in the pulpit and preaching a negative gospel. The God I'm serving is not a little bitty God, but the God I'm serving is a great big God. His arm is not short, his ear is not deaf. I just quoted you some scripture tonight. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask anything. That includes praying for the sick. You can ask anything in my name, and you'll get it. Quit trying to explain things away. Every healing is not instant. Some are more gradual. But brother, you have power and authority. Did you ever realize how much power you preachers have got? We're sitting around half asleep. Our churches are half empty. And some of you are half dead. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. When you wake up to what you can do and what you can do through Christ and in Christ and with Christ, brother, your church will come alive and you'll have to build a bigger building to take care of the crowd because God has gave every preacher power. And he hasn't only given it to the preachers, but he's given it to the congregation. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You have power of God tonight. Why don't you say, praise God? Why don't you say, hallelujah? Why don't you say, I love you, Jesus? I know some of you don't agree. I want everybody that's in this V-shaped section over here that's sick in your body and wants me to pray for you. Right there. No, right here, Brother Moore. Get up and go to the back of the tent and come around getting the healing line. Please go to the back of the tent and come around getting the healing line. I want everybody that's in this section right here that wants me to pray for you tonight, go to the back of the tent and come around and get me healing line. The section right here. Jesus is here tonight. I said Jesus is here tonight. Do you believe that? Say amen. Do you feel his presence? Say amen. Do you believe he's here? Say amen. You may be seated while we sing, Jesus is here. Jesus. Bible, well, Jesus is He. Jesus is He. Jesus is He. All things are possible. Jesus is He. Sing together with me. Lord, I believe. Will you do it? Come on. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. How long have you had that, Jordan? 24 years. Here it goes. How many believe God can take that old girl out? Lord, in thy name, let her swallow this old girl right. There it goes. There it went. Raise your hands and praise God. Hallelujah! How many years did you say you have that garden?
24.
24 years. What church you go to?
I'm Congregational.
Congregational. You're a healed congregational. Go praise Him for it. Everything else on your body's healed with that garden when it went down. Amen. Sister, don't get excited when you pass that in about 2 or 3 days' time. The garden went down. You will pass it. Don't worry about it and run to the doctor. It's nothing but that girder coming on through you. Raise your hands and praise God. Raise your hands and praise God. Raise your hands and praise God. Lord, in thy name, heal this back of this child.
Hallelujah.
Heal his eyes in the name of Jesus. Is your spine crooked, honey? You're broken. And your bone was out of place. I want you to reach back there and feel for it now. Yeah. How about it now?
Praise God. God, I believe you.
It's what? It always will be. It's straight, isn't it? It always will be. Raise your hands and praise God. Raise your hands and praise God. I don't care how the tempest may be rolling tonight in your heart. I don't care the condition of your home tonight. If you'll get the peace of God in your heart, everything will straighten out and sail smooth. There is peace in Jesus. How many believe that? Say amen. And I'll tell you, when He lays His big hand on you, I believe you can feel it. And I believe your soul will be calm and peaceful. I love Him. Don't you love Him? How many want a real blessing from God tonight? If you'll do what I tell you, I'll guarantee you He'll bless you. I know how I can get God to bless me. And I know how I can get God to bless you if you'll do what I tell you. Somebody said, Brother Cole, what do I have to do to get God to bless me and feel Him? Just say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. You won't tell Him very many times you love Him till He'll begin to tell you He loves you by letting you feel something right down below the fifth rib. How many believe that? Say amen. I dare you to try. Somebody said, I belong to church. Don't believe in that. What kind of a church is that? I'd get out of it. If I belonged to a church that didn't believe in telling Jesus that I loved him, I'd quit the thing. Amen. If you, as a mother, like to hear your children say, I love you, Mama. You, as a father, like to hear your children say, Daddy, I love you, and you're the best daddy a boy ever had. How much more do you think God loves to hear his children say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. How many of you like to have your children tell you they love you? If you don't, you're not a very good daddy or mother. Amen. I said amen. Then if you like it, I know Jesus loves to hear the praises of his children. Try it. Close your eyes. I don't care who's sitting around you. I see some of you that are Methodists putting your hand up about like that. Don't get scared. Get your lightning rod up there. If you'll get it up there high enough, something will strike it. Amen. Now tell him you love him. Go on. Go on. Tell him you love him. Say, Jesus, I love him. Jesus, I love him. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen.